Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the 13th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled, The Lord of Sea and Sky.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Then he got into the boat, followed by his disciples. Without warning, a storm broke over the lake, so violent that the waves were breaking right over the boat. But he was asleep. So they went to him and woke him, saying, Save us, Lord, we are going down. And he said to them, Why are you so frightened, you men of little faith? And with that he stood up and rebuked the winds and the sea, and all was calm again. The men were astounded and said, Whatever kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him. The Gospel of our Lord. Lately, I found it really easy to identify with the apostles in the boat in today's gospel. Within the space of 3 weeks, our family has experienced sudden death. A young father of four in his mid-20s, he was my son's best man at his wedding. The young man went to the bathroom while waiting for his son's tonsillectomy, and he never returned. When he didn't return, the staff found him. He had just passed away. And my Aunt Margie, who is only 12 years older than me, suddenly developed an autoimmune disease, then sepsis, and then she was gone. I can hear myself crying out, Wake up, Lord, save us. We are going down. But then I heard the words into my head of a song by Don Shute. The verse starts out, I, the Lord of sea and sky, I have heard my people cry. All who dwell in darkened sin, my hand will save. Jesus rebuked his disciples for having little faith. Me too. How soon I forget his many blessings, his love that has saved us from death and turned us away from sin. He has heard us cry, and he has answered us. When tragedy strikes and we don't understand, his hand is there to hold us and remind us. He has already won the battle. He has given us victory over death. Even his disciples were astounded at his power, a man they walked with every day. Whatever kind of man is this? Even the winds and the sea obey him. Being in his presence daily, and they still didn't grasp that Jesus was God, Lord of sea and sky, creator of all. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. That's us. We fall in that group because we didn't get to see Jesus in his physical form. But how do we presume to know the Lord of sea and sky? We did not get to walk with him physically. So what do? We walk with him daily through prayer, through scripture, through loving all his children. Have faith when it seems all is lost. Love when only hatred is returned. Serve when no one notices. Rejoice when sorrow consumes you. Live a life of gratitude, not entitlement. It is not easy to walk in the path of our Lord, to live a truly Christian life. But when we remember the power of our Lord is behind us, we can do so much. The song Don Shute wrote is titled, Here I Am. The verse, I, the Lord of sea and sky, begins the song. But then the song goes on to say, Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? The Lord wants us to live a life of light, and to be a beacon for others when faith is hard and tragedy strikes. He wants us to say, "Here I am, Lord. I will go, Lord." But we need to go. Remember, when we go, that tempest-tossed boat holds our Lord. I don't live near the ocean. I live in Arizona in the middle of the desert, but I have experienced the power of nature. We have monsoon storms with amazing thunderstorm and lightning, and living in the valley, we can see the sky light up with lightning all around us. It can be very awe-inspiring to see the full force of the storms as it comes upon us. But yet, our Lord controls even that. My daughter had a visiting friend from the Midwest when one of our thunderstorms struck. We couldn't seem to understand her fear and nervousness. For us, it was common occurrence. Why we even go out and dance in the rain. Arizonans don't see much rain very often. But we're not used to the ocean. We went on a whale tour, and the ship took us out of the sight of land. I remember the fear I felt when I realized I couldn't see land. I had no bearing, no idea where I was. I'm pretty sure I can feel empathy with the apostles in that small boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee, tossing and turning over the waves. Yes, it's easy to forget that our Lord commands the sea as well, and to remember that that tempest-tossed boat holds him. Nothing that life throws at us can strike us down as long as he is with us. His presence gives us the strength to go forth and be a light to the world, to show faith in the time of trial, and to always remember the power of the Lord of sea and sky.